For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
B98.5's Tad, Drex, and Caro podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed.
All right, who can tell us about the wackiest injury that a kid ever got? 404-741-0985. My little six-year-old joined a Lemire family tradition of having strange injuries. He was at a birthday party over the weekend and got a balloon burn on his neck.
What?
I've never heard that before, a balloon burn.
What is
burn?
A balloon burn?
Right. Nobody had heard of this. Yeah. We had to call in a team of experts to be like, how do you treat this?
It's not when you take like a balloon and try and get like the static electricity and like rub it against your skin, right?
You'd have to do that very vigorously. That's what, for it I mean, to happen that yeah. way. That's not it. A balloon at a birthday party exploded in his neck area, and the contracting balloon latex whatever burned his skin. So
that's crazy.
He was inconsolable, obviously. Aww,
does it look like a hickey, kind of?
It's a red mark.
Oh, okay.
Six.
Is he traumatized from balloons now? Because as a six-year-old, that's never, that wouldn't be something you want to be traumatized from.
Never right? attend another birthday party.
Oh.
I told him, I go, dude, this is just the beginning. My first injury was when I tried to drive my big wheel under our Plymouth Duster, and I thought I could fit under the car.
Oh, my gosh.
I could not fit under the car. Smacked my forehead directly in the they had metal bumpers on cars back then. It was gnarly.
So the men in your family have ridiculous injuries.
Are you shocked?
Right, not really.
Ridiculous head so injuries.
Yeah. All right, to the phones. Ridiculous childhood injuries. What you got? Who do we have on the phone?
Chris and Claremont?
Yes.
I was 9 years old, and I bit an extension cord that was connected to a fan. My dad asked me to get a fan. I didn't know it was connected to the wall. I couldn't get it apart because it was a brand new extension cord, so I put it in my mouth and pulled with both my hands, and it shocked me so bad that I had a big old hole in the side of my mouth with two prong marks, and I had to have two plastic surgeries.
Oh my gosh.
No. Let this be a warning to cats and dogs and mice everywhere. Right? You know? 404-741-0985. Weirdest and wildest childhood injuries. You know you got one to tell us about. B98.5. Started thinking about weird, wacky childhood injuries when my son got a balloon burn on his neck from a balloon popping in his face area. 404-741-0985. Rebecca and Marietta.
So when I was 3, I was running through my house, and my dad had just brought the dry cleaning home and hung it over a chair, and I put a coat hanger through my eyelid.
Oh my God. No. So what happens then?
Yeah.
Went to the ER, and they just did a butterfly closure. It didn't damage the eye or anything, but I have a cool scar from it.
You're lucky.
God. Yeah, I mean, how lucky that it didn't go into your retina or your cornea or anything like that.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You could be a pirate.
I could be a pirate.
No wire hanger.
Oh, I know, right? Tommy Dearest. Yeah.
I made you beautiful dresses. Kara, you were injured as a child?
I was. So y'all know me as having dogs, but I did have a cat when I was younger growing up. And I used to love to give him those little cat treats. So my mom was taking a nap, and I ran into the kitchen to get a new bottle out of the pantry. And it had those like aluminum pull tops off.
Yeah.
So I pulled the top off and I put it on the ground, and then I kind of had to go potty, and I did a little potty dance, and then I squatted down so I could like brace myself and continue on getting my cat treat stuff. And when I went to lean down, I fell right on top of that aluminum pop top and sliced a huge chunk in my knee. Immediately started screaming, gushing blood. Yeah, it was that fast. That thing is sharp.
Wow. And that's how Kara became a dog person.
That's right, yeah.
404-741-0985. Debbie in Douglasville, we're talking about crazy childhood injuries.
It was back when I was a cheerleader and my mom was making my uniforms. And when I went to turn up the TV, I stepped on a pin that had come out of the uniform, jumped up, broke it off in one toe, and came down and broke it off in the other toe.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was really good. And I had to go to the doctor and have surgery on both those toes to get the pins out. So it was really...
Did you explain it the way that you explained it to us, to the doctor? Did you make up something like a little bit more believable?
No, actually, I was just too humiliated, and I was young at the time, and I was thinking, you know, I'll just keep my mouth shut and let him figure out what he wants to think.
There's got to be some sort of a cheer that you could do. I mean, pin him back, way
oh,
back.
Oh, no, Dad.
Was that rock? I don't know. Talking about weird injuries kids get after my son got a balloon burn at a birthday party, burned his neck with a balloon exploding in his neck.
Is that the technical term?
There was a doctor on the scene immediately. I think it was the balloon exploding in his face that probably caused the most tears, but very painful injury.
Was it a doctor or a chiropractor? Oh, going to get in trouble for that.
Watch
one.
Watch out, dude.
Oh,
that's
boy.
Drex at B985.com.
I'm kidding.
Drex said it.
I'm kidding.
Mary and Dahlonega.
Yes.
You were trying to prank your mom and you hurt yourself?
Well, she tried to prank me first.
Oh, all right. She asked for it.
I was 11 and we were sitting on my trampoline, me and some neighborhood kids all in a circle, and my back was towards mom. So she decides she's going to sneak up on me to scare me. So I decide to pay her back. I'm going to jump off the trampoline onto her back.
Uh-huh.
Well, my mom was a big lady. And she fell and landed on my knee and went rolling down the hill in the yard.
Oh.
And here I am on the ground. My knee was sprained, and I couldn't walk for a couple of weeks. She sprained my knee, so it backfired.
I'm curious, Mary, if when you were at the hospital, did, like, a nurse come in and say, like, hey, does mommy and daddy hurt you? Like, wink one eye.
Yeah, no, show us on the doll.
Got it.
Claire in Dallas, weird childhood injury?
Yeah, not me, but my son. He stubbed his toe in the bathroom, and then something possessed him to jump around on one leg, and the cabinet in the bathroom was open, and that caused him to hit his shin at the top of the cabinet and caused an enormous gash, which took us, of course, then to the emergency room where he had about 5 stitches. So,
yeah, I'm noticing we have a lot of stories that include a 1-2 punch, right? Sharon in Hampton.
Hi.
How'd you hurt yourself when you were a kid?
Well, when I was 5 years old, my sister was making oatmeal, and I wanted to make my own oatmeal, and I grabbed the pan from her and dropped hot oatmeal all down my leg.
Oh, my gosh.
Not just a little spot, but all down your leg.
Sharon, where are you from originally?
Indiana.
I was going to say, because that story would be grits now.
Yeah, I don't like grits.
Hey, Greg in Jackson.
Well, when I was about 9 or 10, I was feeding the cow the corn shucks that my grandma had shucked the corn, and I was on the second row of the barbed wire, but my grandpa told me not to be on there, but I told him, okay, grandpa, so I got down, and then he walked in the house, so I got back on the second row of barbed
of
wire.
Course.
I was trying to get the little calf to come over, and as soon as he come over, I jumped on him and rode him maybe about 25 to 30 yards. Well, he threw me off, and when he did, the mama come up and hit me in the face with her head, and it broke my nose and pushed it up a little bit. So when I got to the doctor, I told the doctor that I just was running and I fell on a rock. But the doctor busted me out. You know, he knew, so he may be telling the truth.
And then, to make himself feel better, Greg had a big bowl of grits.
That's right.
Here's your story, Greg. I know you were waiting for that.
Yeah, wait for that.
We keep up with what's happening so we can tell you about the stuff that matters. Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
We're protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters 724. Weather's a little weird. It's warmer right now than it will be later on. Cold front moving in. Rain moving out this afternoon with temps falling into the 30s, upper 30s. 51 right now in Midtown. Hawks beat the Timberwolves 134 to 122. What's up, Kara?
If you've gone to a restaurant over the last, I don't know, 2 years or so, you've probably had to scan one of those QR codes to access a menu.
Yeah,
one of those little quick
that.
Response
yeah.
things. It was a pretty brilliant solution for needing to go touch-free for that time. And now these QR codes have really just been kind of popping up everywhere. And the FBI is sending a huge warning because cyber criminals are now manipulating these codes to steal our money and our personal information.
Wow.
I know. Well, you know it's really easy because it's just a bunch of jumbled up like black and white yeah. dots and stuff. So basically they can either change something on that little dot, add an extra dot or whatever, yeah. and everything will look legit. It'll just take you to a malicious site where they can then capture your information or worse, get control of your phone without you ever even knowing about it.
So now when I go out to dinner and they say, sir, the menus are on the QR codes, I'm like, yeah, not so fast. Read the menu to me.
Be careful about that. Most restaurants, like I said, have been doing this for a while. So they've kind of have things pretty much on lockdown. But some of these other places, or if you receive a text message that's got a QR code in it, don't do that. Like,
right.
first go, like, make sure that this, whatever this deal or website that they're trying to take you to is legit. And if you were to possibly scan something that you think is suspicious, like I said, double check that URL that it sends you to. Mm-hmm. It may look exactly like where you're supposed to go, but there'll be a typo or a little misspelling or something. And that's how you know you've gone to a bad spot.
I hear somebody here did their cybersecurity training.
Yeah, apparently. Yeah.
Now, how many schools did you guys apply to when you were looking into colleges?
That's hysterical. Drex, I'll let you take this
yeah,
one.
Yeah, I didn't even graduate high school, so it'd be hard to apply for college.
Well, Kenyari Sawyer is a 17-year-old senior at Monroe High School, and she's applied to 92
wow.
colleges.
What?
She's got an impressive 4.0 GPA, and her drive to become a lawyer has got her being accepted to 48 of these 92 schools.
Wow.
That's just so far. She's also received scholarships totaling over $600,000.
It's a younger version of Kara.
Hey, right? I love this. She says her mom inspired her to pursue a college career in the first place since she was unable to do so at Kenyari's age because she was pregnant with Kenyari and didn't think that she would be able to do both things at once. So now this young lady is just has sky's the limit for her, and we'll see her, I'm sure, tackling some big cases.
I drew like an hour and a half radius circle around where I live, and I told my daughter, I'm like, pick a college inside of there. You're not going to USC or UNLV, any of that crap.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of people dream of getting the chance to sing the national anthem at a major sporting event.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say that I am one of them, but if you are, the Gwinnett Stripers are looking for you. They want singers, musicians, and vocal groups of 5 people or less to send in a video or audio audition for the chance to belt it out at an upcoming Stripers game. Now, candidates will be judged on tone, pace, and clarity. And you've got until January 31st to send your best shot over to stripersinfo@braves.com.
This is the annual story
yeah,
that I
right.
relay to my wife, who had an entire beach full of people clapping for her after her balcony performance of the national anthem, Gulf Shores, Alabama, 2018. Every year this comes up, every year I say, you should do it.
It probably isn't hard to get a bunch of people in Gulf Shores, Alabama excited about something, though.
It's hard to ask for forgiveness. Is it too late now to say sorry? So Tad, Drex, and Kara are here to help you do it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
So Kim, you kind of ruined a romantic weekend.
So my husband wanted to take me on a romantic trip, which is very sweet.
Right.
And it kind of freaked me out because I like to know where I'm going. I like to know what I'm doing. He told me to just pack a bag, and that's just not something that I can take. I need to know where I'm going. I need to have control over the situation.
Right.
I mean, what if we're going to go hiking?
I get
what
it.
What if we're going to go to a fancy restaurant?
You don't like surprises.
No, I mean, I do.
You like the idea of a surprise, but the reality is when it's a surprise, you can't plan everything and be involved.
I don't want to make him feel bad, but I need to know what's going on.
Right. Did you ever find out where you were going?
Yes. We were going to the Ritz at Lake Oconee.
Oh, fancy. Wow.
We have kids in school. They have wardrobes. They're in lessons. They have piano lessons. They have violin lessons. And we can't be paying for a trip to the Ritz. He knows this, and his way around it was to have it be a surprise, which also upset me.
Okay, so you're already hammering him before all this went down with details and what to pack and where you're going, and then you start complaining that the Ritz is too expensive. At this point, he's like, God, what do I got to do? I can't make this lady happy.
I ruined the mood. You know, Dave basically turned me down, and I just went to ask for forgiveness because I feel like
turned you down,
and you're at a hotel, a fancy hotel with no kids, and he turned you down. I mean, he must have been really put off by what
happened. It was. I got to ask him, why are we involved with this? Like, you're a married couple. Can't you have this conversation on your own?
If I come and say it to him, he's not going to understand it. I just need somebody else to talk some sense into him. Even, you know, you guys, you're men. I would like you to try to help me. Just let him know, you know, how expensive it was, what I was feeling, you know, that I don't think that we can afford that.
Do you want forgiveness from your husband, or do you want backup to prove to your husband that you're right?
I want forgiveness.
All right.
I do.
Well, we'll try to get that for you next, okay? Sit
tight. Okay.
You goofed, and now you need forgiveness. I'm sorry. Tad, Drex, and Kara are going to help you ask for it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Kim's husband planned a romantic weekend, but she's not so good at surprises. She pushed and she pushed, and when he finally told her they were going to the Ritz, she lost it. I can't afford the Ritz. So she ruined the weekend to the point where he said he, quote, wasn't in the mood. She needs forgiveness. We'll help you out with that, Kim. Sit tight. We're going to talk to your husband here first.
Hello.
Hey, Dave.
Hi.
Hey, man, this is Tad, Drex, and Kara at B98.5. How are you this morning?
Oh, that's a surprise. I'm doing pretty good. What's up?
Well, we were just talking about what we were doing over the long weekend and just wondered if you did anything fun.
Fun? No, actually, not really. I wouldn't call contracting a skin disease very fun.
A skin disease? What happened?
I have no clue. I went with my wife to this hotel, and I wanted to take a shower because my wife and I, it was kind of this big special thing. We didn't have our kids with us in a hotel room.
Picking up with your land down there. Had some plans. yeah, for sure.
So, yeah, I hopped in the shower, and I just used the body wash that my wife packed because I wanted to smell nice, you know.
Right.
But I don't know what happened. My skin had this, like, terrible reaction to the body wash. It turned all red, and I got really itchy.
So did that ruin your plans? Like, were you, like, really itchy and couldn't stop thinking about that?
I was pretty embarrassed, too, because my skin was all red and gross-looking. Yeah. So it kind of, like, ruined the mood, you know. We weren't going to have any romantic time for the rest of the weekend.
I know it would sound weird for me to say this is good news, but there's somebody on the line that's going to think that this is good news because your wife, Kim, is on the phone with us. This is a feature on our show called Forgive and Forget. And Kim was thinking that it was her control issues because she was, I guess, complaining that you guys were on this expensive hotel weekend thing.
Kim?
The body wash you used, what did the bottle look like? Did it say body wash on it?
I don't know. It was just a clear bottle that has the soap in it.
Yeah, I mean, Dave, you just randomly reached into a bag and pulled out a clear bottle of something and rubbed it on your body.
But that's how guys are in the shower. Like, our shampoo is like shampoo, cooking oil,
toothpaste. Right.
Yeah.
Dave, that wasn't body wash. That was Nair.
What's Nair? Is that shampoo?
It's hair removal.
Dave.
Honey?
Have you noticed any of the hair on your body falling out, Dave?
Okay, that would explain a lot. I didn't want to say this earlier, but some of my chest hair was falling out.
No.
It's a good thing you didn't wash your hair with the Nair.
Oh, my God, sweetie, I am so sorry.
You're sorry? No. Dave, you should be sorry.
Why would you do that?
Yeah. Oh, now I've turned
That's
the
crazy.
Tables. On.
I just
Dave, this is called Forgive and Forget, and Kim called because she thought she had ruined the mood during your weekend, but it turns out it was your stupidity. Hate to say that.
Mislabeled toiletries. Come on.
Child is listening, but does she have your forgiveness, Dave?
Of course she has my forgiveness. Kim, do you have my forgiveness?
Yes, of course I do. I mean, next time we have to be a little bit more smart about everything.
Maybe when Dave heals up, we can really sort of seal this deal.
Maybe we can try to go somewhere, but not somewhere so expensive.
Oh, actually, honey, I got a really good deal at the Ritz because a buddy of mine, he had booked it, but then he got COVID and he was, you know, trying to sell it away. And so I bought it off him for like half price. So it was actually a really good deal.
Really?
Is that why you guys went to the Ritz?
Yeah, exactly.
If your friend didn't get COVID, you guys would have been at the Red Roof Plus.
Exactly.
Plus, of course.
Plus, yeah. Holiday Inn.
Right, you're not a monster.
Forgive and Forget on B98.5.
Tomorrow morning, Derek has a serious problem. His kid's teacher asked him out. And he doesn't want to say no because he's worried his kid's grades will suffer.
Yeah.
And he doesn't want to say yes because he's married.
Oh, my God.
We're going to help let her down easy and ask forgiveness on Forgive and Forget tomorrow morning at 7.
Our pop culture princess is ready to play. Are You Smarter Than Kara is on B98.5.
Sponsored by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. Hannah and Jackson.
Good morning.
Hi, could you kick our pop culture princess out of the studio?
Hey, Kara, can you please leave the studio?
I'm out of here, Hannah. Good luck.
Kara's going to leave the room. We're going to ask you these 5 pop culture trivia questions. Then we'll bring Kara back in. We'll ask her the same questions. If you can answer more right than Kara, she's going to pay you $100 of her own money. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Number one, an ex-FBI agent confirmed to Britney Spears' lawyers that her father was secretly spying on her. Britney is commonly referred to as the princess of what?
Pop.
Number two, for the first time in 20 years, Jamaica is sending a bobsled team to the Winter Olympics. Name the 1993 comedy that featured 4 Jamaican bobsledders.
Cool Running.
Number three, Alyssa Milano says they're still ironing out the details for a Who's the Boss reboot. Who is Alyssa's dad on that show?
Tony Danza.
Number four, a 24-year-old California woman had to go to the ER after eating 36 pieces of sushi. What's the green wrap used in sushi made out of?
Seaweed.
Number five, Hartsfield-Jackson Airport's number one airport in the country for confiscated guns at security. Besides Delta, what other 2 airlines use ATL as a major hub?
Southwest and United.
Let's bring Kara back in.
Oh, Hannah and Jackson got 4.5 right.
So close.
But well done. Well done, Hannah.
Are we counting the half? No,
nah.
Right? So 4 right. Kara, you ready?
Okay.
Same questions. Number one, an ex-FBI agent has confirmed to Britney Spears' lawyers that her father was secretly spying on her. Britney is commonly referred to as the princess of what?
Pop.
Yeah, that's what Hannah said, 1-1.
Number two, for the first time in 20 years, Jamaica is sending a bobsled team to the Winter Olympics. Name the 1993 comedy that featured 4 Jamaican bobsledders.
Cool Runnings.
Yeah, that's what Hannah said as well, 2-2.
Number three, Alyssa Milano says they're still ironing out the details for a Who's the Boss reboot. Huh. Who was Alyssa's dad on that show?
Tony Danza.
Yeah, that's what Hannah said. It's 3-3. Come on, Ted, do it.
It's an extravaganza. Number four, a 24-year-old California woman had to go to the ER after eating 36 pieces of sushi. What's the problem here? I don't understand. What's the green wrap used in sushi?
It's seaweed.
Yeah, that's what Hannah said as well. We're knotted up at 4.
Number 5, Hartsfield-Jackson Airport's number one airport in the country for confiscated guns at security. Besides Delta, what other 2 airlines use ATL as a major hub?
Southwest?
And?
I know it's not United.
3, 2, We were looking for Frontier Airlines.
Frontier.
You got to pay for a seatbelt there. All right. Hey, a tie score. Final game, 4-4, but all ties go to the house because Kara puts up $100 of her own money. Kara, your new record, 1,192 wins and 38 losses.
Great game, Hannah.
Great game, Kara. I've beat you once. I'm going to get you one more time.
Ooh. We play every weekday morning at 6:35 and 7:35. If you want, you could sign up in advance. Just go to TadDrexAndKara.com.
Thanks for listening to the Tad, Drex, and Kara podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and hear the show weekday mornings from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.